today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. The topic of this episode is the kindness of the Prophet.
رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرمين نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي.
As usual, we'll look at the calendar. Today is Sunday, 24th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of the month of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and for today, we listen to Ayah 63 of chapter Anfal. Then we speak about the important point of it. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa alafa bayna qulubihim. لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم إنه عزيز حكيم.
And brought together their hearts. If you had spent all that is in the earth, you could not have brought their hearts together. But Allah brought them together. Indeed, He is exalted in might and wise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Prophet of Islam strove against social prejudices. According to the Prophet of Islam, trampling the rights of others disrupts peace and security, resulting in hatred and discord. Even in the statements of his last days, the Prophet warned the Ummah, the nation, Muslim nation, against discord, saying, O people, your blood and properties are forbidden for each other. Beware that every Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. And Muslims are brethren to each other.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.
This is today's special, and we're going to learn more about the kindness of the Prophet of Islam. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, never turned away any needy man from your door empty-handed. O Aisha, love the poor, bring them near to you, and God will bring you near to him on the day of resurrection. also went much further on to say, "Seek me among your weak ones, for you are given provision." Or, "You are given help only by reason of the presence of your weak ones." Allah Almighty is kind, and the Prophet imitated Allah's example in its perfection by showing kindness to his servants and all creatures without any regard for their beliefs, color, or nationality. The Prophet said, "God is kind and likes kindness in all things." His heart ached within him at the corrupt state of his fellow Meccans, and their rejection of one Allah. The Holy Quran testifies to it in these words. You can find this concept on chapter 26, verse 3. "O Muhammad, you will perhaps consume yourself with grief because the people do not believe." And in Surah Fatir, Allah says, "So let not your life be consumed in grief for their sake."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Prophet of Mercy, Prophet of Peace, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mercy for the believers. The Messenger's compassion towards the believers was the utmost degree. The Quran describes his compassion and the following verse, which means, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has certainly come to you a messenger from among yourselves. Grievous to him is what you suffer. He is concerned over you. That is, he is concerned over your guidance, and to the believers is kind and merciful. This is chapter 9, verse 128. This was the characteristic of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was portrayed and described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, he was a mercy towards his enemies as well. The prisoners of war taken captive at the Battle of Badr were among his bitterest enemies. Nevertheless, he made sure that they were given the best of treatment.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah.
Let's learn about Prophet Muhammad's love and attention towards children. Prophet Muhammad would take an active interest in their lives despite his busy schedule. For example, when the pet bird of a young child died, he went out of his way to try and console him. In this story, we see the example of the Prophet who goes out of his way to help a young child, whereas many adults would brush away from such a seemingly trivial situation. This kind of relationship can build trust, open communication, and validation for the child. In today's day and age, many parents are struggling to spend sufficient time with their children, so it is vital that any time spent together is of the best quality. A combination of heartfelt, playful activities combined with loving conversations will provide security and comfort, thereby ensuring that the child has a healthy emotional development.
Ya Imam al-Anbiya أحيائي أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
One of the lessons from the Holy Prophet is giving charity. The Prophet states, give charity without delay, for it stands in the way of calamity. The giving of charity, whether it be through the giving of food and material goods or through by being kind to others, is one of the most important lessons from the Holy Prophet. The act of selflessness and the act of giving to others in whatever capacity available to you is a key aspect of being practicing Muslim. Sometimes we can all learn from the personal actions of the Holy Prophet himself, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny.
We commemorate Hussein because of Rasulullah. We commemorate Hussein because he stood in defense of the religion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in defense of Islam. And that is why, brothers and sisters, our doors and those majalis must be open to all of the Muslims. We cannot close our doors in the face of anybody. Because the message of Imam al-Hussein is here to rescue Islam. Our doors must be open to all the madhahib, all schools of thought, all individuals, regardless of their background, regardless of their affiliation. We cannot excommunicate others and pretend that Imam al-Hussein only belongs to us. Imam al-Hussein belongs to humanity. But we cannot shy away from the truth. We cannot shy away from haqq. We cannot alter reality. And we are here to educate, and educate all Muslims alike. And this brings me to the second fold of the question. 50 years later, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, if he was surrounded by so many loving, caring, beautiful companions, how can 50 years after his demise they do this to his family? How is this possible? Imam al-Hussein, go read in all the maqatil, go read in all the books of history. He stood in front of them and he says, "Unshidukum billah, ata'rifuni man ana? Insubuni man ana?" I ask you in the name of Allah, do you know who I am? Maybe you don't know who I am. Do you know that I am the son of Ali and Fatima and the grandson of your prophet? You just prayed and you mentioned his name in your adhan. Do you know any other grandson to any other prophet alive on the face of the earth besides me? What is my crime? What have I done? And they were determined.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we'll meet you soon in another episode. Till then, we'll leave you in Allah's blessings. And fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursaleen rahmatan lil alamin. جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين.